Time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined now by Brendan Wirth. He is the Kansas Farm Bureau Director of Political Affairs. Is here with us to talk about a particular program that they have and that they offer. And well, first of all, Brendan and I, before we went on the air here, have established that we are closer to pushing a certain club than the club we're in. We're in our 40s. But we're closer to 50 than 40, but I'm going to round down and say we're in the 40s.
Definitely
feel confident with that. You cool with that?
I'm very fine with that.
Okay, that sounds good. And we both are parents of seniors, we've established today as well. And we're learning that our kids tend to think they have more answers than maybe they truly do.
Lots to learn, they do.
We're the old sage wise men, or at least we try to act like we are. I don't think they probably agree with that. So tell us about this Engage Kansas Partner Program that you guys have.
Well, first of all, thank you, Wade, for the opportunity to come on and share with your listeners this morning. So Kansas Farm Bureau and a coalition of other organizations across Kansas formed a unique partnership called Engage Kansas here in February and rolled it out. It's a website, engagekansas.org, and the heart of it is to bring resources and help those that would be interested in serving in local civic government. We continually see the value of the decisions made at city councils, school boards, county commission levels have a tremendous impact on our local day-to-day lives and living, and that's the opportunity for us to try to reach out and recruit more folks post-COVID. Mm-hmm. We are seeing a lot of open seats of positions not being filled or not being filed for, and that concerns us across Kansas. And what can we do? The organizations involved with this are not just Kansas Farm Bureau, but the Kansas Association of Counties, Kansas Association of School Boards, Kansas Chamber, Kansas Leadership Center, Kansas Bankers, Kansas Agriculture Rural Leadership Program. As you can see, some very astute partners mm-hmm. that are coming together to say, what resources can we provide those, even to try to give some folks a little nudge of get their name on a ballot and hopefully be willing to serve their community in different capacity.
When you're trying to solve a problem, it's always good, the best you can, is to identify the problem, but what's causing the problem. So mm-hmm. I will ask you, what do you think is causing that problem to where people aren't stepping up to take on these roles?
Well, you know, a good friend of mine has a quote on our website that I think is very fitting. You know, the national news creates the narrative of what we all discuss, but the quality of life is determined by the leaders in our own communities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, coming out of COVID, I was personally on my local school board at Rock Hills during that time, and there were decisions that all of us as local government officials and elected positions had to make that we didn't sign up for. Mm-hmm. You know, are you going to wear masks indoors?
We're prepared for volleyball? That, were
you? Like, that's not what we yeah. signed up for. And there was a lot of tough decisions made that I think were just challenging and put a lot of people in a really tough positions. And not all of civic leadership is like that. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, sent a message to a lot of folks that there's some really challenging times. But yet we need to be better at helping reinforce those that want to put themselves out there and put themselves to serve their community. Because you're not in it for the money.
Right. Yes. Right.
You're like not getting rich instead of on school board or city council.
Kind of like coaching and officiating.
Exactly.
You know, the same type of thing. And you know, we're all guilty of it to some extent as we complain, as I joked about earlier, complain till your dreams come true, but you don't do anything about it. You complain mm-hmm. about it, complain about it. And so, you know, I think the word engaged is very appropriate. Yeah. We're not talking about marriage, but you need to be engaged in, if you want to make a difference, you're not going to make a difference, you know, sitting here in North Central Kansas at a federal level, but you're going yeah. to make a difference, as you said, in a small community. And then who knows, you turn into a really good leader, that might lead to something else to where you can actually make some positive change.
I mean, if you think about the responsibility of city councils, school boards, and counties, all of your, you know, rural safety, EMS, you know, police force, sheriff's officer, all those decisions and funding mechanisms are made at the local level. The mm-hmm. quality of your schools, the vision and, you know, direction of your board of education, you know, and the culture it provides to your teachers, teacher retention. You know, are you keeping good staff? Are you having good outcomes at your school level? The city council, the recreation opportunities that they have mm-hmm. to, you know, envision and try to develop in their programs and with the tax dollars they have. Just infrastructure, you know, with basic water and sewer service that intertwines with rural and urban residents in North Central Kansas. All those decisions are so critical. And we need as many good leaders to step up to those positions as they can. It can be intimidating. One of the things that Kansas Farm Bureau teaches has had it. Sometimes you have to campaign. Mm-hmm. And we teach a campaign school where we teach folks just the very fundamentals, at my time on the school board is there's no red or blue issues.
Right.
It's about what's best with your, for your teachers, your staff, your kids, and your community. And so we teach just some fundamental things. That's a lot of what KLC teaches. Mm-hmm. Some of their resources, the Kansas Association of Counties, the League of Kansas Municipalities, in the same context. What's the real role of a city council member?
Mm-hmm.
What's the responsibilities? What can you accomplish? Mm-hmm. And what should you expect to do if you were to be willing to serve, the time commitment, and what can you accomplish? Those are things that not many people are aware of, and yeah. I think this I believe this effort is a great place for folks to learn what that is and hopefully take that next step.
Absolutely. Brendan Worthy, Kansas Farm Bureau Director of Political Affairs. He's our guest today talking about the Engage Kansas plan and program that they have going on, building civic-minded leaders. So how could people be a part of this or learn more about what you guys are doing with this program?
Well, the first I'd encourage folks is check out our website, engagekansas.org. We're also on Facebook, X now. I'm transitioning out of Twitter.
I know.
I'm
it's hard to change as you get older, yet. Right?
And LinkedIn. I will tell you also, I'm offering, I'm giving presentations to leadership groups across North Central, actually all of Kansas, mm-hmm. Sharing, you know, why you should take that next step from, you know, whatever local leadership position you're in that may not be, you know, something you just volunteered for. There's some great leaders in a lot of community organizations. How do you know, if you want to take that next step, what's that look like? I'm going around the state and sharing that information, trying to encourage folks to take that next step. But go to our website first, check out those resources. That email there goes straight to me. I'm happy to help connect. It's amazing all the wonderful organizations. We continue to grow our partnerships across Kansas. There's even more organizations we're in discussion with of adding, but in the same context, we all want, you know, to help build leaders in our communities, but how do we get them mm-hmm. to put their name, that next step, put their name on a ballot? I mean, there's some great leaders out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And your leaders can be anywhere from, you know, it could be somebody that's retired that has more absolutely. Time to do things. It could be a young person that didn't. And to me, that's when you
we
really
need all those perspectives.
Exactly.
You don't just need one perspective.
Diversity.
You need them all.
Diversity. Absolutely right.
Yes.
Absolutely right. All right. Anything else to add before we let you go? I think it's a great program.
No, I just appreciate your listeners checking this out again. All those that are serving in those civic positions currently, trust me, I understand that the angst sometimes it causes and the sacrifices you make to do it, but it's tremendously valuable, and it's the only way we're the difference between one community to the next to being successful is all the same resources is just the leaders to step up mm-hmm. and try to move that community forward.
Yeah.
Thank you for today.
Absolutely. Well said. Brendan Worth, the Kansas Farm Bureau Director of Political Affairs, our guest today, talking about Engage Kansas. Once again, you can learn more online. You can engagekansas.org is the website to check out. And if you want to email questions or request info@engagekansas.org. And our Community Matters program brought to you each Wednesday by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.